Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystallized Beats, where we focus on shining light on the talent in the shadows. We do this by featuring new up-and-coming indie artists through their music and the links to their social media. Thanks for checking us out. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Crystal Lamar. I am the host of Crystallized Beats podcast, as well as the head writer for Never Near Stomping Ground blog. And I started this because I know how difficult it is to come up in the music industry, and I want to give these new artists a boost and give them a platform where they can make a name for themselves. And I've worked with some really great artists, and we have some phenomenal artists to come. So definitely subscribe to our channel and keep checking us out. Hey guys, what's up? It's Crystallized Beats and I am Crystal Amar. Tonight we are going to be listening to La Grasa by Indio Chromatic, and we will be having an interview with him at the end of the show. Let's get into it.
Hey. ¿Qué vas a hacer? ¿Para casa o qué?
Oye mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo. Mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, que tengo la grasa y estamos encendidos. Oye mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo, mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, tengo la gracia, estamos encendidos. Bam, 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 whata, whata, bam, bam. Bam, bam, whata, whata, bam, bam.
Oye, mami, me quedo contigo, yo quiero ser más que un amigo. Date lo mío, tú vas a ver la reina del caserío. Vamos pa' el río, vamos pa' allá, pa' el pueblo de Coverío. Barrio Paloma, esto no es broma. Oye mami, te tiro matar. Esa falda te queda brutal. Oye, baja pa' casa, tengo la grasa que te va a fascinar.
Oye mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo. Mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, que tengo la grasa y estamos encendidos. Oye mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo. Mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, tengo la gracia, estamos encendidos. Bam, 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 what's up, what's up, bam, bam. Bam, bam, what's up, what's up, bam, bam.
Ahora vamos pa' el segundo beso, dedicado pa' mi universo. Tú estás fuera de liga, mami, bien rica, bendito, yo quiero más de eso. Aprovecha, disfruta el momento. Qué rico sabe eso. Explícito en el sexo, por eso me quedo contigo. Baby, llegó tu bandido. Como el zorro, la Z te escribo. Yo te quito la ropa con mi espada y me quedo contigo.
Yo te quito la ropa con mi espada y me quedo contigo. Oye, mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo. Mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, que tengo la gracia, estamos encendidos. Oye, mami, escucha lo que yo tengo escribido. Tú me tenés bien loco pensando que estamos metidos en un lío. Mami, vente conmigo. Mami, vente conmigo. Oye, vamos pa' casa, tengo la gracia, estamos encendidos. Bam, 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 what's up, what's up, bam, bam. Bam, bam, what's up, what's up.
All right, guys, so we just listened to La Grasa by Indio Chromatic. I love that song. I've been bumping it nonstop since it came out. Stay tuned because I have an awesome interview with Indio Chromatic coming right up. And make sure that you stay listening after we wrap it up, because there is some excellent bonus content. Let's get into it. All right, guys, tonight's guest is Indio Chromatic from Worcester, Mass. What's up, man? Thanks for being here.
Yo, how you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing well. Thank you again so much. I appreciate you being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us, the new talents.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I really enjoy it, and I love working with everybody that I've worked with. You're one of my favorites. So I'm actually pretty excited to do this.
Thank you so much.
And while we're talking about that, you were the most downloaded episode of the podcast in the launch month. So thank you for that.
Thank you. It's impressive because we just started releasing songs a couple months ago. It's been 3 months that I officially decided to take my career as a professional artist.
Wow. See, that's super impressive then, you know, because you got a lot of downloads on the podcast and you've gotten a lot of views on the blog. And actually, I was driving a couple days ago and I was listening to one of your songs, and the girl in the car next to me at a red light asked me what I was listening to. So yeah, that's super impressive. What got you into hip hop?
Well, as long as I got memory, I always loved music. My parents always say stories about me, how I used to always be dancing and stuff. When hip hop started, when I first heard a hip hop song, a rap song, I knew that. That's what I wanted to do. And I just started writing from there. I was like 13 years old.
Wow. And what's the latest project that you released?
Well, right now we just released La Grasa. That song right now, it has over 60,000 views on one of my Facebook posts. That song is doing real good. Yesterday we started recording my first reggaeton song. It's called Dime. So that one should be out in a couple of weeks.
I'm psyched about that because I love a good reggaeton song, and some people just can't do it right. So I know that yours is going to be fire. So I can't wait to hear it.
Well, thank you.
And so we can find La Grasa on Facebook. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, you can find it on all major platforms. I'm on everything, Spotify. You can find it on Google Play, TikTok, everywhere, SoundCloud. You could just Google Indio Chromatic and all my links will pop up.
All right, perfect. And also, guys, I'm going to put all of his information in the podcast notes, so you'll be able to find him that way too. So, and I know you've been real busy during lockdown. What do you have going on? Do you have anything dropping soon?
Yeah, we got, right now we're focusing on dropping my next video, that it will be Money Up. It's one of my favorite songs. Money Up. We should be working on the video pretty soon. We just waiting for this quarantine to calm down, so that way my whole team will feel comfortable to start recording and filming.
Yeah.
And then after that, I should have us. I want to make a video for every song I release. I have 6 songs up to now, and little by little I'm gonna make a video for each one of them.
That's awesome. And so I mean, it's gonna be a little while before we can expect that, but that's just the way it is right now with lockdown and quarantine, and you know, people just can't get out and record videos right now. It's a bummer.
Yeah, there's a good side to it and a bad side. The good side is that it has given me the opportunity to show everybody what I have to bring, you know, what I have to offer. You know, everybody has a chance to listen to my music and appreciate it, you know. And mm-hmm. Up to now, we got good feedback, and I'm loving it.
Excellent. That's great. And I know from talking to you that you're a real spiritual person. I wanted to ask you, during this time with all the stress from quarantine, and I know I'm getting cabin fever, so I'm sure other people are too. Yeah. How are you like keeping your spirit calm during this time?
Well, I turn on my candles, I do my prayers, I do my meditation. I use a lot of incense, Palo Santo. I'm very involved in that. I don't eat meat. You know, I'm very interested in what it is about energy and what we're made of. And the more I study about it, the more I go into it, you know, the more I notice that it benefits us a lot.
Right. I'm the same way. I'm very spiritual. I'm very into, you know, crystals and energy and keeping my chakras aligned and that sort of thing. I meditate every day, and it's just something that keeps me centered and focused, and, you know, plus it helps me sleep. So that's, you know, key, because I don't sleep well unless I meditate. So,
yeah, it helps a lot.
Do you have any tips for people that don't meditate on like getting started?
The best thing I could say right now is, always know that we are our worst enemies. Once when we realize that we are in control of all of our emotions, our actions, you know, is easier for us to deal with life, you know, and to live a better life, you know. And that was one thing that really helped me a lot, was realizing that I was the one in control. I was the one damaging myself. I was the one helping myself, you know. And you know, you start from there. You start with a positive mentality, you know. Talk to yourself, tell yourself good things every day, and always think about positivity. Always stay focused on what you want and what you want to realize in life, you know.
And absolutely,
you'll be very surprised on the results of that.
Absolutely, yep, I totally agree with you. Is there anything that you want people to know about you besides your music and how sick your music is? Because we already know that.
No, I'm just here to entertain you. You know, I want to be one of your favorite entertainers. And at the same time, you know, get to a point where I could be part of the community and, you know, and get more involved with the people, you know, and put my grain of rice in life, you know, and I don't know, try to make this world a better place.
Right. That's awesome. All right. Well, I mean, thank you again so much for everything. Thank you for your support during my time when I was, you know, trying to get the podcast up and running and everything. And, you know, thank you for making your music, because I think that you're a phenomenal artist. And, you know, I want to thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. And thank you for your kind words. I wanted to say to, you know, all of this that's been going on, I wanted to thank my manager, that he has a lot to do with this too. Izzy Music.
Right.
He's been there with me. You know, he believed in me on day one since we talk about this, and thank God everything we've been doing, you know, everything it's been going great. You know, I wanted to say that, you know, and let everybody know that this is a team that I have going on. And I'm out here, you know, I'm out here to help new talents too, you know, and to give the opportunity to people that I wish I had, you know.
Excellent. All right, man. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Take it easy.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right.
All right, guys. So that interview went great, right? It was like perfect back and forth. I asked my questions. He had great answers, and, you know, nobody fucked up, and it was perfect. And then I hit stop, and that's when the real shit happened. And you're going to have to forgive me because I've only been doing this for a month, and editing is just not my thing yet. I'm working on it, but I have not mastered editing podcasts yet. So I want you to hear what he had to say once the record button was stopped. And so where we're going to pick up, it's in the middle of a sentence, but it's all relevant to what he has to say. And we were talking about manifestation and dreams and positivity. And let's just get right into that.
This is like a dream. When we fall asleep, we create a whole different world where we could fly, we could fight, we could die. You know, a lot of shit happens when we fall asleep, right? We create a world. So when we wake up, we create this. But this one is a little bit more solid. I think is more manipulated. I think, yeah, I don't know. The way I look at it, I think there's a third party involved in it. It's right. Like a trap. Yeah, I think when we wake up, it's more like a trap. It's more like the body. It has to do with, you know, like the Bible talks about the flesh. Flesh is the sin. So I think flesh is the trap. Flesh is the mark of the beast. Flesh, the body. I think this is our prison. I think we're trapped in here. And I don't know. I think that's what we have to do is escape this body.
Yeah.
Not come back to it. I think
transcend.
I think it has to do. Yeah, I think we come back. I think if we don't do it right, we come back and we gotta do it again. That's how I look at it. No, you know, no fear. I take that shit to the heart. No fear of nothing. Fuck that. Right. You know, we can't live in fear. Cause that's how that's why we fuck up so much. They put fear. When they put fear on us, that's when we fuck up. That's how they control us with fear. That's how people control you. You know, when the bully controls you with what? He puts fear in you.
Yeah.
Right? That's how they control. So the government, they put fear. The TV is their biggest weapon, right? So they use the TV to spread fear.
Yeah.
I think fear is their biggest weapon.
Absolutely.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And us is to, we need to learn how to live fearless. When we were kids, we were fearless. We didn't have that in us. You know, when we were kids, we were only scared of the boogeyman because they right. told us to be scared of it. But there's a time that we transition and we just get scared of everything. You know, when we turn into grown-ups, we're scared all the time. That's why we, you know, we're scared of the bills. We're scared of the rent coming. We're scared, always scared, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, that's why that song "Sin Miedo," to me, it has you know, a lot of people will hear it and they'll think I'm talking to another rapper or something, you know, like I'm not scared of you or something. But that song, it has a real big message to it, and that's something that I want to bring in all my songs. You know, it has a whole different meaning to it, you know. It's all metaphor.
Yeah.
A lot of, yeah.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm just,
I'm no, sorry, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, it is important for, you know, the youth, like the kids, not just the kids, like, you know, the teens, everybody to know that you are in control of your own fate. And yep. You need to be positive and think positive and continue to strive for greatness, because when you fill your heart and your mind with greatness and you just keep pushing for it, no matter what you're living through, you're always on that path for greatness.
Yeah. Like they say, I don't remember which motivational speaker said it, but he said, if you could see it in your mind, it's going to happen in real life.
Right.
Because it's the same thing. Everything is happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The past, the future, the present, everything It's like they break it down. Everything is happening at the same time. So if you could see it, it's all about. That's why it's so important that little kids to choose their destiny and what they want to do when they're kids, because their imagination is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give a kid the motivation and the backup and make them feel confident that they could do whatever they want to do, they can do it.
Right.
But they need a good parent. You can have the most talented, a lot of talented kids out here, but they don't have the right parents. A kid with the right parent, you could help them create something huge. Well, look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is considered one of the biggest artists. This guy, he was a fucking alien. He was in a whole different dimension.
Right.
Why? Because Michael Jackson, they grabbed him when he was a kid.
Yep.
He was a baby. Michael Jackson was a little baby when he started this. And they put that in his mind and they trained him and they gave him everything he needed. And look what he created.
Right.
It's all about our imagination. So the more, you know, you have to be a dreamer. You have to look at yourself in a better light. You have to when you meditate, you have to look at yourself the way you want to see yourself, and it comes out. I'm telling you. Look, 2 years ago, I was working third shift. I was so stressed out. I wasn't doing no music. I was down. And then I changed my mentality. And then I started doing this. And I started seeing myself the way I wanted to see myself. And it took me time. It took time. But I kept doing it. And I kept doing it. And I kept doing it. You know, and I know it takes like 21 days. Anything you do for 21 days becomes a habit. If it doesn't work, do it again. And do it again. And it's going to happen. So I kept doing it and going and doing it. And I swear, when I'm meditating, so I will make like if I'm in a room with a movie theater, right? And there's a screen, and I will picture myself on that screen the way I want, like the way I know I could be, and the way I see myself, I wanted to see myself. And so when I meditated, I would project this on that screen, and I would. You know, and at first that the vision wouldn't come out, but the more I did it, the more it kept coming out. You know, and then I would see myself like, you know, coming out, you know, fresh gear, you know, and then I would see myself coming out of a badass car, and then I would see myself coming out of my badass car in front of a badass house, and then I started seeing myself with my own clothing, with my own hoodies and my own clothes on. You know, and I kept doing it, and I kept doing that. Right now, I walk out. I got my car. I got my own clothing on.
I know.
I got my badass songs. My music is pumping. Everything I listen to is my own music. My people listen to me. That's exactly what I was seeing in my vision. It doesn't happen automatically. But it will happen.
Right.
It's all about.
I completely know, because like 7.5 years ago, like I was a heroin addict for a decade. And I, 7.5 years ago, I woke up one day and I was like, I'm done. And I literally moved that day. I moved out of my apartment. I moved out of the city. I moved away from everyone. And I just started this whole process that you were just talking about with the meditation, with the positive thinking. You know, I mean, obviously I had to be sick for a while and that sucked and everything. And I quit cold turkey and, it was rough and I was going through hell, but I just kept the positive thinking, and I just kept pushing and seeing myself being sober and seeing myself being successful. And, you know, I mean, I've been sober for 7.5 years now.
It's a process, you see. Is first you see yourself sober, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see yourself little by little, you know, you see yourself, you know, like, you know, pimping out. Then you see yourself, you know, doing bigger things, and you add on to it.
I mean, look at me now. Like, for a decade of my life, I was in a coma, pretty much. You know, like, I was like high on my couch for like 10 years. And
I was there. But you were talking about I was there. I was there. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I was there.
And now, like, I'm about to turn Nevenair into a legitimate business. Like, this business is going to be huge. You know, already it's bigger than I can handle on my own. And I'm going to be able to continue to help people like you and other indie artists that, you know, nobody has heard of that are extremely talented for fucking free. You know, like, because it's impossible to come up with money for promotion and studio time and, you know, et cetera. And I know that.
Yeah, but you got to do it. You got to do it one at a time. If you look at it as a whole, it's hard to invest on it. But if you take it apart and just take care of it part, you know, one by one.
Yeah.
You know, it will meet, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we have a bad habit. Is that when we look at a dream, we look at the dream as a whole, and we want to attack the dream. What we have to do, we have to look at the dream. We have to study the dream. We have to break it down, and then, you know, attack it little by little. That's like I do with the music. You know, I want this, but I have to pick a good beat. I have to get the right song. I have to write, you know, I have to break, you know, little by little, I got to write it. Then I got to record it. And then I got to do the video to it, you know, right, little by little, and then together, you know? But if I was to look at it like that, I want to be famous. And then a lot of people, and that's one thing that is not going to happen. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not going to happen for you. We all have a purpose in life. That's why you went through what you went through, because life is preparing you for what's coming for you.
So, guys, that is Indio Chromatic. He is thoughtful and soulful, and his songs have a lot more meaning to them than you might think that they do. And he puts a lot of thought and effort and energy into life in general. And thank you so much for stopping by, guys. Make sure you tune in on Monday, 4:20, for a spectacular episode that's going to be guest starring MF Oblivion and a 15-minute interview between the two of us, as well as his new releases and a bunch of other fun stuff. So check it out.